Good morning. We continue with our study of the Psukim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Jofros, preparing for Rosh Hashanah 30 and 30. Until now we've taken apart Psukim and Torah, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and we sum up each section with a final pasuk from the Torah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, records a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you have to mention a pasuk that mentions in of itself the word Melech, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of the world. Rabbi Yossi says as long as the pasuk shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of the world, like the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, then you can use that pasuk in Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. And that is indeed what we do over here. We sum up the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros section with a closing pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And you know this pasuk very well. It's probably one of the anchor psukim of our existence. This pasuk is the pasuk of Kabbalah Somalcha Shamayim. When you're saying it, you're realizing, as after we talk about all the different things that we need to talk about within the context of the tefillah, ultimately it comes down to the understanding that we are accepting the kingship of Hashem, be'achdus gemura, says the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, we're accepting it with a complete and total achdus. And so therefore, what really happens, says Rav Zalman Sarotskin, is the person who says the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he's encouraging the rest of the nation to hear him. And he wants him to understand what to do, where to go. So therefore, says the Lutzker Rav, the Ezdaim LaTorah, Zalman Sarotskin, a person has to have intention. When I am saying Kriya Shema, even when I'm not in public, even when I'm saying it privately or quietly in the Shemona Esrei, you got to ask the obvious question, how can I be Mamlech Hashem on the entire world? Right? And if you don't do that, you don't fulfill the mitzvah of Kabbalah Somalcha Shamayim. Because Kabbalah Somalcha Shamayim is not only something I do by myself, but rather, as we say, Berov Am Hadras Melech. When we get the entire nation, when the greater the size of the crowd, the greater respect for the king within the process. And when you look at the conventions that are going on now, you realize that there's something that's lost without a crowd. You look at the baseball teams, the basketball teams, they're playing without anyone in the stands. It hurts the process. In fact, I've been told that the sports teams in basketball, they're done. They don't want to play anymore. It's boring. And so that's why, the Havdil, of course, the responsibility we have is Shema Yisrael. Everyone should hear. Everyone should come. Everyone should be Mamlech Hashem within the process. And we got to think about the ways we can do that. That's the first thought, the thought of the Lutzker Rav to have when we're saying Shema. I have to do it, and I got to bring others with me within the process. Rabbi Per, the Rashiv in Far Rockaway, 14 years ago, it's a little bit longer at this point, it's closer probably to maybe even 28 years ago. But 28 years ago, got up to us the year after the Siyum HaShas. And he got up and he said to us, boys, he said, the first Mishnah in Brachos begins, Me'im asai koren es ha-shema be'arvis. When do we read Kriya Shema at night? And Rabbi Per gave us a long shmooze about where was the Tana when he came along and he asked the question. What was happening with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? And he basically, to sum it up, said to us, when a person undertakes a big mission, he knows he's making, he's getting ready to take a big step in life. So he doesn't know where to turn. How do you have guidance? How do you know you'll be successful? A Jew in that moment turns around and declares, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Then Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, oh, by the way, I said Shema, Mimasai Koronis Hashema Barabbas, and that's how we proceeded. And that's how was the process for each of us to continue. So in addition to my responsibility to bring Hamlachas Hashem throughout the world, when I say Shema Yisrael, I realize I'm taking big steps in life. I'm looking for a new year. I'm looking for a new day, a new opportunity. I need to stop and realize I need that strength, that extra boost that comes from recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Elokeinu, He is Hashem Echad, and He will guide us the entire way through. To mention, I'm talking about my Amunah and my Yichud B'Hashem. Maybe that's probably why we start and end Yom Kippur with that pasuk of Shema Yisrael. We start it at Ma'ariv time, and we end it with Ne'ilah. Even at the end of Ne'ilah, we turn around, and we make sure to recite Shema Yisrael. The Avudraham signs this all together in a beautiful bow, when he tells us it's all contained within the word Shema. Shema Shin Mem Ayin contains within it a hint to Se'um Arom Einechem, says the Abu Edraham. Raise your eyes, and also realize Shema Shakai Melech Olam, Hashem is the King of the world. And if you make it your business to mention that and recognize it in all your tefillos, Shachris Mincha Arbis, each one of these instances, the first letters all come together and hint to the word Shema. If you do that, you'll be mekabel all Malchus Shemayim. Ayin Mem Shin is also the first letters in reverse of Kabbalah. So Malchus Shemayim, the first letters in reverse spells out Shema as well. So to sum it up nicely, and to realize what we are focusing on when we say the Shema Yisrael, we realize when we do anything in our lives, but especially new things, we have to first start with the recognition that our steps are being guided by our Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it will strengthen us within that process. We have a responsibility to turn around and realize that I have a responsibility to be Mekadei Shem Shamayim, to sanctify God's name. But it's not just my own personal responsibility, it's my responsibility together with others to make a Kiddush Hashem in that process. And also in tough times, and not in tough times. Jews have always turned to Shema Yisrael. Jews have always made sure to recognize that our Kadosh Baruch Hu is the King of the world. So certainly in times of new years and new opportunities, we too can rise to the occasion, and we can make sure that the Shema leads us forward to an opportunity to be Mamach Hashem in our lives and in the lives of the world around us. Have a great day.